Museum Yad Vashem. The Holocaust Museum of Yad Vashem was built by Israel right after 1950. We cannot speak about Israel being what it is and not connected with the Holocaust. There's no way we can talk about it. I mean, the Holocaust for us, that story, is the one that made it clear for us that there's no way we can ever again let anything like that happen to us. And the only way that we can be sure that never again anything like this can happen to us is if Israel will exist, and we can always make sure that Jewish people that are in any kind of danger, doesn't matter where in the world they are, they can come into Israel immediately. Just now in the war of Georgia, in Russia, Georgia, we brought over 140 Jews back to Israel. Mm. Now if they want to go back there, it's fine, But we were the first country that sent a couple of planes over there to bring the Jews out of there. And that's what we are trying to do. That never again Jews will be in any danger, it doesn't matter where in the world they are. So another story like this could never take place. And we know today that if they would have been in Israel at that time, that story would have never, would probably never have taken place. Because it was simply, the problem was that the Jews had no place to go. They were stuck in Europe, they couldn't leave, no country would let the Jews come into theirs. The Jews were just not able to leave, and that is how it could have happened. And there was no one to actually there to protect them or do anything. And that's why Israel had to do that. So we bring all of our soldiers, all of our school children, try to bring all the tourists into this place so they all understand why. You are people that believe in God and know that this country was given to us not by the United Nations and not by England and not by all this nonsense that people keep saying Israel got this and the United Nations voted for Israel and all this nonsense. Mm-hmm. We got this land from God.
Amen.
And when God gave it to us, we knew it's ours, and it doesn't matter how many years it takes us to come back here, but we never ever gave up the idea that one day we'll be back in the country.
Land and language,
that's correct. That's why, by the way, Israel is the only country in the world, and that's David said it, but I repeat that again. We don't say Israel. We always say Eretz Israel, uh-huh. The land of Israel. The word Eretz is very, very important. It's not just another France. Everybody knows France, USA, England, Italy. Israel, you don't say just Israel. You say the land of Israel. The land is so important. The land itself, because God gave us this land. We didn't take it from anybody. It was given to us by God, and when He gave it to us, He gave it to us forever.
And He gave land to nobody else.
That's true.
Eretz Israel. Think that Holocaust was a fulfillment of prophecy.
In a way, it is. Even though it's very hard for us
to accept.
That's exactly what it is. It is true that the Jews in the world, after, and especially in the last century, they were already more than 50%, and especially in Germany, of mixed marriages.
Correct.
And it was, I don't know if Judaism would have lasted if they would have not been in Eretz Israel today.
And you think if it was not a war, a second war, they have that desire, hard desire to come back in the land?
Well, you see, the problem is that the Jews believed, the problem was that a lot of the Jews were misled by the by the rabbis, mm-hmm. that it is too early to come back into the land. In other words, the land would only be there for them if the Messiah would come.
Exactly.
This was the concept that most Jews in those days believed. First the Messiah has to come, and then we will come back into our land. Then came the Zionist Jews and said, wait a minute. There is another way to do it. First build up the country, get it ready, and then the Messiah will come. Those were the Zionist Jews. And those were the Jews who left Europe years before World War II even started. And they were already here. But the majority of the Jews were not Zionist. did not believe in that, especially the religious people. You have to remember, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago, 90% of the Jews were very, very religious people, right. Especially the Jews who lived, and you will see this in the pictures, especially the Jews who lived in Eastern European countries.
Right.
And they would not do anything unless the rabbis would have told them. And the rabbis were not too excited about the idea that it is the time to come back into the land.
Because they would lose their prophets.
They would lose their control over those people.
Right.
Because the Zionists, the problem was that Zionism, the Zionist movement was a secular movement, and not a religious movement. And from that point of view, the Orthodox Jews and their rabbis, they said, if they will come into the land, they will get away from Judaism. And for them, in that particular time, they said, our religion is more important to us than our country.
Right.
That's why most Jewish people in Israel today that are not practicing religion, they will tell you, I'm first an Israeli and then a Jew. But if you meet an Orthodox Jew and ask him, what are you? He will say, I'm first a Jew and then an Israeli. And we have that conflict going on till this day. That's, by the way, why most of the Orthodox Jews don't serve in the Israeli army. Because they say that not by force, not by power, but by spirit, says the Lord. They still believe in that. See, a lot, all those people that we saw yesterday at the wall dressed in black, none of them go to the army. They don't serve in the army.
And you said yesterday, we call this the Holy Land and America the Promised Land. Even was kind of like a joke.
Yeah,
but also in the Bible said, I'm going to gather my people from the east, from the north, and from the west.
Right.
What is supposed to happen in the United States to gather from the west?
Well, we hope there won't be another. I don't want to even, like I said, we cannot talk because, you know, the two most important things that affected our life were 2,000 years ago when the temple was destroyed and 60 and 70 years ago when the Holocaust took place. There's no doubts about it. Those are the two most terrible things that happened to us in history. And just like we remember the destruction of the temple, I promise you that in 2,000 years, the Jews will still remember the Holocaust. This will never be forgotten. There's no way we will ever get over that. I mean, think about it. This was, at that time, more than half of the Jews in the world were killed in the Holocaust. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The number of Jews that live in Israel today is, right now, only this year, we reached the number of 6 million Jews here. Back to how many Jews have died in the Holocaust.
But God said, I will preserve a small seed,
yep,
which truly will be blessed. So,
right.
Again, Israel,
and now we're starting. It's like a new tree that we are starting up here. And, of course, we open our land for the Jews that want to come over here. And thanks God, over 4 million Jews had come in the last 60 years to live here in Israel with us.
Do you consider yourself the fig tree or the olive tree?
It's very difficult to give you an answer for that.
Both.
It's a combination of both. That's right. But the olive tree is still the root. You see? The olive tree. It's always been there. There was never a time the Jews did not live here. And we never ever gave up, I mean, the idea. You know, at the end of our Passover, we say, next year in Jerusalem. And even now, when we are in Israel, we still say, Bashana Haba Yerushalayim, because the temple is not there yet. So even that is not perfect. When we get married, which is supposed to be your happiest moment in your life, we say, just a minute, before we get married, we break a glass in remembrance of the destruction of the temple.
Mm.
Okay? Something has still been missing, which we live with, but we have no right to forget. So it's not been completed yet. But we live in a great time. I mean, what happened to the Jews in the last 100 years, including the Holocaust, and then it's like a bottom, and from there on, we are just going one way, uphill. And that's what the world gets to listen. If people begin to world and realize and look how again there is kinds of guys like the guy in Iran now and so on that talk again about the destruction of Israel. And when the world says this is nonsense, this guy is crazy, we don't agree with it. That's the same thing they said about Hitler in the 1930s. Exactly the same thing. He's crazy. Don't pay any attention to this idiot. That's what the Jews said too. So we are not such, we don't consider this guy as an idiot.
He's more than that.
He's much more than that. He's very smart, by the way.
He's crazy.
He's very smart. He's crazy, yeah, but that doesn't mean...
Many nations behind him.
So we have to be very careful, and if the world is not going to do something about this guy, we will have to do it. And it's going to happen sooner or later, but it's going to happen.
Better soon than later.
Well, I don't know. The time is, again, this is always a point, you know, the right to do it in the right time. The world is still thinking that they can, they say it's a one man, but they said exactly about Hitler the same thing. And then there was a whole nation behind it, and look what happened. And then they say, oh, don't compare the Persians to the Germans. Well, Persians are very smart people. Don't underestimate the Persians. It's one of the oldest nations in the world. Always existed, never left their country.
Don't forget Babylonians, because they are dead.
So here we are, you see? So it's not over. The hate to the Jew will never end. Will always be there. I know. I cannot explain it. It's jealousy. I don't know what it is. I tell you the truth, but it's there. You go to countries where there is no Jews. You go to Japan.
Right.
Start with Israel.
And a guy tells me in Japan, I hate Jews. I said, why? Do you know? I said, why? They control the world. Yeah. I said, you Japanese control the world, I thought.
Yeah.
But that's the way they talk about us. And that's no explanation. Or you go into the museum, this little area back here, not only this area, there are 6,500 trees that were planted all around Yad Vashem in remembrance of the people that gave their lives to help the Jews during the Holocaust. People like Corrie ten Boom, like Wallenberg, like Oskar Schindler. This is the kind of people who those trees were planted by. Oskar Schindler's tree, by the way, is right up there. See that tree there? That's Oskar Schindler. One of them. I think it's that one there. Schindler's tree. So we will never forget the righteous people. So as many people that don't like us, we do know there's a lot of people that do like us and do know the truth. And thank God you are part of them too.
And the truth,
that's why we love
freak.
You. And we like people like David, that when he brings his people, he brings them because of his, but he brings it because of the love for the Bible and the love for the people of Israel.
We believe Christians are the grafted into the tree of Israel.
We're the grafted branches.
Grafted branches. Yes.